Funny moments in life happen to all of us. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Now, you think that funny moments don't happen to everybody? They do. They do. Beatrice is leaving day after tomorrow, early in the morning, and Ellen and I will be in town tomorrow, so we had her going away party today. And her going away party was to be a very special party. I didn't really get too excited about the food there. It seemed like it was all Swiss food. And what was the yellow stuff?
Risotto.
Risotto. And the brown stuff?
Chicken.
And chicken. And the green stuff? Broccoli?
Broccoli and beans.
And beans. And it's fascinating, you know. And it really needed to have some pizzazz with it. I want to send them to the school of learning how to be a magnificent person, like from the Poop Hotel, you know, how to put out a spread. And it's an art. It's an art. At the Poop Hotel and any big hotel, I believe they have great big plates. We got big plates, but they don't fill them up. They put the food right in the middle of the plate, and then they put little skirlicues of sauce around it and so forth to make it look like an artistic design. And you look at it, and you eat it, and when you're done, you're very satisfied. You're very satisfied. Okay, now, well, Beatrice and Sylvia went to the local bakery in Campo, and the local bakery had a couple of beautiful pies there. A coconut cream pie and a
blueberry
cheesecake? Mm-hmm. Blueberry cheesecake pie. And they were both very delicious. Well, they want to make a big fuss about it, so they cut it in the house instead of cutting it out here like they're supposed to. They're supposed to be cutting this out here on the serving table, but no, they want to do it in the house, and they want to put it on special little plates in the house. And so they get it all set, and then they start bringing it out, and so proud that their nose is up in the air and their eyes are closed, they walk right into the screen door, and kapach, pie all over the screen door. Then they want to scrape it up and bring it to us. And we tell them, now just a minute, you know. Fortunately, the dogs didn't see it either. So they cleaned it up, and they had enough of the pies left over that hadn't been served that they could give us each a piece. So we each had a piece of each pie. Not very big. It was like maybe about 2 1/4 inches at the widest down to the point, you know, which was not really terribly big, but it was good.
Just enough.
Well, that's your opinion. And your opinion is not really what I asked for right now. That was Ingeborg talking. And at every meal we have ever had, Ingeborg would help to clean the plates of the table so there's nothing that had to be carried to the kitchen. She just loved having empty plates to carry to the kitchen, so she'd eat it. Well, this time today, she had her pie, and she had her cake, and she had it all, and the food, and it was very good, apparently. I ate a third of a portion, and it was very good. But she didn't even eat the two little pieces of chicken that were left. That surprised me. Of course, I can understand why. The chicken was kind of like two little rubber balls, and it wasn't my thought. Well, Anita thought, surely you had to hear her tale. And Anita was a young girl in Switzerland, and one of her early jobs was working in a bakery. And she knew the man who owned the bakery. She knew the man who ran the butcher shop in the bakery. She knew the man who ran the bakery in the bakery, you know, and the pastries and all that stuff there. And she had the job of setting all of the goodies out so the customers can come in and get it. Well, she had it was a new experience for her, and she had 20 minutes to get everything done, and she was going to rush just a little bit. And so she had the pastry cart filled up, maybe about 20 shelves high, you know, and pastry all over the place. Beautiful pastry. Wow. Things that you would just really die for. Well, she quickly started rushing down the aisle to put the pastry in the right place. And as she turned the corner, her car didn't turn properly and hit a bump. Hit a snag on the edge of the table. And all the pastry went sailing across the butcher's counter. And the butcher wasn't there at the moment, was he? He wasn't, nobody was there. She was there all alone. And she made a thorough mess out of that store. A thorough mess. Everything was, much was retrievable, but it was a mess. And so then she called the boss, who happened to be a friend of her father's and couldn't kill her. And so she told him, I've made a mess out of everything. I'm awfully sorry. And he says, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Don't worry about it. So he zipped to the store and helped her to save the day. He not only helped her put away all the goodies and put it on the free table, but he rebaked all the pastries.
How did he do that?
And remade all, and he says, it's not coming out of your check. It's not coming out of your salary. That could happen to anybody. And her father must have really held some punch. But Anita will never forget that. That's her pastry day, the pastry day of a lifetime. And so whenever she hears about pastries and things like that, she remembers that. Well, these are funny things that happen in our life. And there are dimes that happen in our life that make us wonder, now, just how silly can we be? How stupid can we be? And we haven't seen the really stupid things that are yet to come that we will do. Because the more mature we get, the less it takes to have it be really stupid. And we'll figure out greater and greater things to smile at. And truly, as Anita said, I was so busy putting things to right and smiling, I didn't have time to be upset. I didn't have time to have any tension. And then she said, what topped the day off for me and made everything okay was when I looked at the butcher, who was normally a very sour, dour person, who was very businesslike all the time and very serious all the time. He had a face that lit up like the morning sun. And he couldn't help laugh and see how ludicrous the whole thing was. And Anita says, to her, that was the coup de grace, the greatest blessing of the event. And it meant so much. Now you see, we all do stupid things. We all do crazy things, and we all have silly things. And Art likes to tell us all about his silly things, and he talks about his two cats jumping up into his tall bed. And the old cat liked the bed and got up there very nicely, but the new cat was a little small and hadn't quite learned to jump that high. But as soon as she learned to jump that high, then the two cats squared off and they said, this is my bed, this is my bed, this is my bed, this is my bed. And then the two cats did an amazing thing. Art looked at them, and under his breath he said, peace. Instantly, the two cats stopped their yammering, and they looked at each other, and they said, let's be friends, give me five. And they each lifted their paw and slapped their paws together and gave each other a five and said, okay, we will live in peace. And from that day on, Art and his wife had trouble getting into the bed because the two cats claimed virtually the whole thing. But those are the humorous things that happen in our life. And as we look at them, not from the seriousness that we thought of them at the moment or as we were trying to get through the experience, but as we look at them and realizing that all of life is just one great big comedy. One great, big, wonderful comedy. And I said to Ingeborg at the hors d'oeuvre table this evening in preparation for our special dinner, I said, well, Ingeborg, we're here first because we're supposed to be the food checkers. We have to check the food to see that it's safe for everybody else and that it's good, secure stuff. And so Ingeborg and I proceeded to check the food. We had to check each piece, you know, each thing. And it wasn't too bad. Yeah, we enjoyed it. And so we put our imperator on it, and we said, all is good. And they like to call us the court jester, you know, eating and testing the king's food before he does. But we know better. We have the best taste of all. Now think about it, and remember, there's a lot of humor in your life, that a lot of joy in your life, if you just let it out. And all of this that I'm telling you right now took place in the matter of 10, 15 minutes here at the dinner table at the Absolute Monastery, high up in the foothills of what?
The Rocky Mountains.
The Rocky Mountains.
No, we have it's the coastal range.
The coastal range. Yeah, I knew Art would come up with the right name there. It's the coastal range. And it is beautiful. It is beautiful. So, until we meet again, which may be tomorrow night at the same time, if you're listening in at this time, this is the University of Healing signing off saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you. Love you.
Smile. It's Candid Camera.